just a minute.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. So I would like to tell you about the relationship of Sai Baba and Upasani Baba. Well, Upasani Baba had, like the other saints, a strong urge for and longing for God realization. So, since his childhood, he used to visit different places and in seclusion did a hard penance. Even before he met his guru, he was very advanced on the path. But without the guru, you see, you cannot reach the highest level of spirituality.
You need a guru.
Yes. So in quest of God and guru, he wandered different places. He met several saints. Ultimately, somebody guided him to Sai Baba of Shirdi. He met Sai Baba, and it is through the Sai Baba's grace he achieved what you have been experiencing, seeing now, his spiritual greatness. You see, when he went to Sai Baba, on the first occasion, Sai Baba explained to Upasani Maharaj that I have been waiting for you for a number of years. We have got ties of several births. You are my Parshuram. Parshuram means one who has come to dispel the ignorance of the world. And you talk very highly about him on the first occasion. Then, as desired by Sai Baba, he stayed there for a number of period of 4 years. And after 4 years, he left Shirdi, went to Kharagpur, and then ultimately came to Sakori, which is a very tiny village. And he preferred to stay on the outskirts of the village, on the cremation ground, because he wanted to be aloof from society. However, saints are magnets, people gathered around him, and the institution he took shape, or the buildings were constructed during Baba's time. You see, this peculiar relationship of Sai Baba and Upasani Baba is very peculiar, just as if you must have read Ramakrishna Paramahansa of Vivekananda's life.
Yes, yes.
When Vivekananda...
Connected.
Yes.
Connected.
The close connection between the two saints,
yes,
guru and disciple. There may be a number of followers... Yes, number of followers of Ramakrishna, but Vivekananda's position is peculiar in the whole hierarchy. So when Vivekananda met for the first time, Ramakrishna said that you are very great. You have come for my work, for my mission. You are an incarnation. And the same thing Sai Baba uttered about Upasani Maharaj when they both met here. You follow? And Sai Baba told him that you observe silence. You stay in the temple.
Khandoba temple.
Pardon? Khandoba's temple. You see, usually when people came to him, there were quarters for those who came. But for Upasani Maharaj, Sai Baba asked him not to stay in this very convenient quarters, but asked him to stay away from him, a little distance, in the Khandoba's temple. And it was in a dilapidated state. You see, there was no shelter for him, and his only companions were snakes and these scorpions and calamities. Calamities, yes, in the Khandoba's temple. People tortured him. Sometimes they thought that he was like a lunatic, but he was receiving Sai Baba's grace. When people came to him, he told what Sai Baba was talking to people who came like that. Within few months, he acquired many things. And for a number of months, he was without food and water. He was removed to skeleton, Upasani Maharaj. And in spite of that, he did hard manual labor. So there were some few persons who could realize the greatness of Upasani Maharaj, the spiritual potentiality, that in spite of that, he was
always under Sai Baba's grace in all these calamities.
Yes. And Sai Baba said that, you see, I have got past connections, don't worry, I will reach you to the last destination, last spot, the peak of realization. Then sometimes, once it happened, that Upasani Baba started cooking. He was a Brahmin and he knew cooking. So once he thought that he should take the naivedya, that food offering to for our guru, and then take the food. So once he went to Sai Baba. Sai Baba said, why have you come to me? You see, why I am expressing, it is not only showing, throwing light on the relationship of the guru and the disciple, but the greatness of also Sai Baba. How Sai Baba was great. So Sai Baba said, "Why have you come?" "Baba, I have brought, started cooking and I have brought this naivedya for you." But Sai Baba said, "When I had come to you, you drove me away. And now why have you, in an angry word, she said, why have you come to here now?" He said, "Baba, where were you?" Upasani Baba was surprised. He felt sorry. Baba said, Sai Baba said, "I had come there." Upasani Baba, "I said, I saw nobody there, but there was only a dog there." Sai Baba said, "That was myself. And you said, you drove me away." So Upasani Baba felt very bad. He said, Sai Baba, was it yourself?" He said, "Yes. I am not in the dog or cat or in the, but I am feeling the whole cosmos in the whole world." That is the thing. Second day, he was preparing food. Then again, he saw that there was some beggar there. He forgot what Sai Baba's instruction. He said, he did not like, you see, even we shall not like if you want to take the food to the guru or saints. We shall not like anybody to participate. So, and particularly see, when he saw the beggar, he drove him away. Then after some few minutes, when he prepared everything, he went to Sai Baba hurriedly. His Sai Baba angrily from a distance said, "Get away, why have you come? You asked me to get away and you are coming here now." So he said, "Baba, where were you? I was leaning at the wall. And you said, you don't stand here." Then again he said, "Baba, oh, I'm sorry, was it yourself?" "Yes." He said, "I feel all existence." And after that incident, there was the inner great transformation of Upasani Maharaj. We cannot fathom with our limited intellect, it is beyond that. But with a little understanding, superficial understanding, we can say that there was complete transformation. Upasani Maharaj hardly met Sai Baba, you see. And then there was the inner transformation and transformation, that without food, he did so hard manual labor and he was a changed person. But this is very important.
This episode.
With this light of the relationship of the guru and disciple, as well as the greatness of Sai Baba.
And when Sati Godavari Mataji came for the first time?
So, Godavari Mata.
When Upasani Maharaj.
Upasani Maharaj came in 1916 and 17, when this was all. This was all the cremation ground. And you see, sensor magnets, it was transformed into a celestial spot due to Upasani Baba's spiritual greatness. Became a center of pilgrimage, holy spot. And in about 1924, Godavari Mata first came to Sakori with her mother. Because her parents were of a devotional nature, they stayed in Nagpur site, Sipi Bera. And when they actually visited, they came from Shegaon, where there is the famous shrine of Gajanan Maharaj.
Ah, they came from Shegaon.
Shegaon. That is the birthplace of Godavari Mata. Her parents were very devotional, so they, when they heard of any saint, they liked to visit and do services. When they read about Upasani Maharaj, her mother, with taking the company of some brother, visited Sakori for the first time. It was the month of from January or February, and with her little daughter. Then Godavari Mata was hardly 8 or 9 years of age. And when they went inside, Sakori was, it was in its initial stage. There was a jhopadi of Upasani Maharaj, and Upasani Baba was sitting in the mandapa. And number of persons had come from different corners of India, because Upasani Baba's name had become famous and popular, and they had taken darshan and they had just left. There were heaps of flowers, garlands and fruits offered by devotees. Then when Godavari Mata, as a tiny child, she went ahead, had darshan of Upasani Maharaj, and Upasani Maharaj put a garland that was put around his neck by some of the devotees, around Godavari Mata's neck, and pointing to different places, said, "Child, you have to manage all these things in the future.
You'll have to manage.
So imagine an innocent girl of 8 or 9, and even in before that she was never sent to school, whatever she learned or educated at home only. And imagine a girl of 9, knowing hardly anything even about the world. But Upasani Baba said, but his words are, it's a gospel truth. Now you see, Godari Mata stayed there for nearly 2-3 years. At the age of 12, became the disciple of Upasani Maharaj, the first and formal disciple. And now, after Samadhi of Upasani Maharaj in 1941, the whole responsibility is entrusted to Godari Mataji. She is not only... Upasani Maharaj left this world on the 24th of December 1941, and after him, for over 40 years, his work of religious regeneration or cultural awakening or carrying this spiritual values, eternal values to the masses is carried out by Godavari Mata. Not only she is carrying out the work of the institution, but due to her, the work has expanded. Now, people are coming even from the West to have peace, guidance, realization from Godavari Mataji.
Can you tell me if there is, what is in your feelings the most important, let's say, teaching. That Mataji gives with her darshan to people? How to attain peace of mind? And
this is the Mataji's main teaching, is that you should take the divine name to have spiritual advancement or peace of mind. If you want peace of mind, mental poise, even for the person who are doing their mundane duties or householders, if you repeat the name of God, you will get the peace of mind gradually.
Japa, namasmar.
Yes, it is namasmar or japa. That is the main thing. And devotion to the God, devotion to Guru.
Bhakti.
But you see, by the way, I will give you the reply. But some years before, one American scholar had come to Sakori and he had an interview with mother, and he asked Mataji about God realization. So I will give you the reply or reproduce the reply. Mataji said, you see, instead of thinking of God or God realization, it is a very distant thing. Man should behave like a man. At the moment, the circumstances in the world are such, you see, so much disturbed. People have lost our love and compassion for each other, that man should behave first as a man. You have taken human bodies. People, men are behaving like beasts. You see, if you want to become MA, you should first pass matriculate, then enter, then BA gradually. So the one who is, you see, wrestling with matriculation, is not passing the matriculation examination, should not dream of, or should not think of, or should not for appearing for the MA examination. She said, you have to go by ladder. So likewise, you should improve first. Man should behave like a man.
And then talk about...
Then talk of God realization.
I see.
That means, what is... you see, that means humanity values.
Humanity
values.
Yes.
Whether you are a sadhaka or no sadhaka, every individual who is living in the world should have love, compassion for others. And if you don't have others, then you are nobody. There is no value for your spiritualization, spiritual values. These are the basic things, essential things, necessary things which you must possess. Then you start the journey of God realization. Without that, you may talk of God, you may write, give lectures, you may write books, but it has got no value. It is a spiritualism, is a thing of personal realization, experience.
It's a matter of experience, not of talking.
Are you distant?
No, it's okay.
It is to be experienced. You have to bring it into practice. It should come in your life. It is not anything to be talked of. You follow? So, she said that you must develop these things. That is spirituality. It is not merely doing japa or arati or prayer or different modes of sadhana. If sometimes people, many people are misled, they think that they do, but that is not all, everything. By doing that, you must develop inner values. In your mind, what is spiritual God realization? You have to, broadness of vision, broadness of mind, and your broadness of heart. Without that, there is no God realization or advancement. People have don't feel as possess, they possess demonic qualities, you see. So this is doing other thing practices, it may not be so worthless, but it is of no value unless there is inner transformation. You see, I am to tell you, man is composed of godliness, humanliness, and beastliness. So sadhana effort means you have to eliminate beastly qualities, human qualities, and then you become God. These baser qualities should be removed from you.
Gradually.
Yes, from your soul. When you remove the dross from the gold, then gold shines with splendor. Like that, everybody has in different degrees. It's a composition, every man. This rajagun, tamogun, and sattvagun. So, to be brief, in a nutshell, if I am to tell you what is philosophy, you have to try to eliminate or remove rajogun and tamogun, and only sattvagun predominates, then you become a godman or a superman. You follow? So, that is necessary. When people here do the spiritual practices, japa and all those things, but may torture people, so may take jealousy, hatred, with all that. That's why Mataji sometimes says that they think that they are coming to saints for years or stay for days. But Mataji says they may be devotees, but I may label them as they are hypocrites. Mataji hardly uses such terms, but these are facts. That means you yourself are misled, or you misled others that you are a devotee. Going to a saint or staying with him or doing certain things, japa, it is not enough. You must change your heart. That is the main thing. There should be divine love. Love for the whole universe, for animals, beasts, not only for human beings. You see, that is inner advancement.
Can I ask you a question? Maybe not very important, but I'll ask you the same. How come all the Kanyas wear yellow robes? Has that yellow special meaning, symbolical meaning?
That is their uniform. It is the color of spirituality, vairagya. And vairagya and spirituality, pitavasana. And it is their uniform, particularly when they do the puja.
Yagna.
To distinguish them from householders or other women. Particularly when there is puja, not only yajna, but there may be satyanarayan or some form of puja. Then without that yellow sari, they won't do anything. It is called, in Marathi or Sanskrit, they were sola, reshmi vastra. You see, silken garment Brahmins use. You follow? Why? Because it is never used for worldly things. To keep its sanctity, that is the principle. Why they keep it sacred, separate? Because it is used only when you worship. So its spirit is preserved.
How is that girl becomes a Kanya? She must have a period of staying here and then decide?
It's a very spontaneous process and a very natural process. It's a good question that you asked me. You see, the Kanyas are not taken so easily. I will explain.
What?
I will explain now. You see, there are several families who are coming to Sakuri Ashram, Upasani Baba and Mata, for years. 30 years, 40 years association. So their children also, they being divorced, and they come and stay here for a number of days. So naturally, according to law of heredity, their children inherit the divine these qualities of bhakti and all
devotion,
that, and devotion. So with all that, when they come with their families, sometimes it happens that the girls, when they come with the parents from the childhood, and they stay for days, they get inspiration sometimes to stay like other Kanyas who have been staying here. You follow?
So they join.
And that inner desire is ignited further. Then one of the kanyas, then she feels, after seeing the models of the kanyas, their life, their ascetism, they think that they should stay here permanently. But they are not taken up immediately. When they tell the desire, hey, the dar lauga shobha? Hey, dar lauga tuti jod tuti. Parchin dar lauga? Iti bahu tuti.
Una asti ba.
Te te dar lauga. You see, parchin lauga. You see, when they, you know, lokachira lai. But, then, he ugun tak. You see, when they expect their desire to Mataji, or the, even the girl, or the authorities, or the parents of them, to Mataji. Mataji said, let her stay here.
And she says,
let her stay here if she has a desire, but for some time. She is not immediately taken up as a kanya or initiated.
She can stay there for some time.
Mataji says that you stay here for some time. There is a period of, sometimes means a period of probation for nearly 3-4 years.
Does she wear then, a particular robe?
No. But unless she becomes a kanya, she does not wear the robe that the kanya uses. But why 4 years is the period of probation?
Not less.
So during the period of 4 years, she knows for herself whether she will be able to continue all her life, because it is a life of ascetism, full of hardship, as compared to householder's life. You see, there are no comforts like that. It is a fasting or sort of undergoing physical and mental trouble. Here you have to, from morn to night, you have to remember God, means you have to forget God. You have to always establish yourself in God consciousness. That means you have to forget the world itself. Contemplate, meditate, do japa, or in any way, in any form, to concentrate on the Supreme. So, forgetting yourself, you are forgetting the world, even your body. So, it is not possible for everybody. So, even the girl will know for herself, if she stays during the period, whether she has the capacity to continue. If she has capacity and if she is willing, even the mother, if she thinks that she is worthy to be initiated, then mother will initiate and take up her as kanya or disciple, not otherwise. So this is a process, very after natural process.
After 4 years.
Yes. Now I will tell you some other thing also. There may be a kanya who may not be able to continue, then she may stay for some days, get inspiration and go back. You see, it is voluntary.
Very free.
Yes.
Very free. Can I ask you?
And it is not necessary, I will say further, that everybody, every girl should stay here. You see, Baba, Upasni Baba used to say that every girl should not become householder. Likewise, everybody should not renounce the world. There may be some of them may stay here to follow. And they will serve as models for inspiration to others. So many who are coming frequently.
Yes.
The girls will come, several families they come, they get inspiration. And there is inner transformation. You see, it is the spiritualism, Vedanta, philosophy, God relation. It is not limited to space and time. They have to imbibe the spiritual qualities and utilize them in the their worldly activities. You see, that is important.
When a girl becomes a kanya after the 4 years of novitiate, do the kanya have a particular meetings with the Mataji during the day? Does the Mataji speaks often to her?
Even
to them.
Just as universities or college education, there is a curriculum for FY, Inter, BA, MA. Like that, when a kanya is taken up, she is in the initial stage as a kanya. So there is a particular curriculum, doing japa or meditation, whatever is. Besides that, studies of Sanskrit and study of Vedas. You see, gradually then she will pick up further and further. You follow? That is also a necessary part of her training here as a kanya. But that will be given to her gradually. You follow? That is
year
also,
by year.
Year by year. And gradually she will become just as gradually when you start studies. After 3-4 years, one becomes adept or develops himself. Like that a kanya in those things develops herself.
Yeah.
And now the question of mixing with Mataji. They are all the disciples of Mataji. So Mataji comes in the morning at 10 o'clock for giving darshan to everybody who comes. But besides that, in the afternoon, there is nearly half an hour or so when all the kanyas go to Mataji's chamber, Mataji's room, and get the company of Mataji.
So if one kanya has some problem, she can tell Mataji?
Yes, she can tell Mataji at that time or even afterwards, whenever she wants to meet, she can go and meet Mataji.
I see.
Yes. But during the half an hour, when all the kanyas meet, usually they talk of God relation, God, some good books about saints. Some
sadhana.
Because Mataji is the guru, they want to know something from the guru.
Sure.
That is how they spend time.
And how many kanyas are here presently?
Now nearly 60 kanyas.
60 kanyas.
Mm. 25 kanyas were initiated by Upasani Maharaj. And during the period of 40 years, Mataji has initiated nearly 35 kanyas. So at the moment, they are 60 in number.
They always live here, they never move from here.
You see, they stay here permanently because they are part and parcel of the institution. Because the kanyas stay here permanently, this institution is standing. But occasionally, they may go sometimes with Mataji to perform yajna or perform religious functions.
Near here?
No, outside Sakuri. Because Mataji has so far performed yajnas at Hyderabad, Nagpur, Surat, Bombay, Banaras, all important places in India, besides performing yajnas at Sakuri. Mataji goes out.
Or, so Mataji travels.
So naturally the kanyas accompany Mataji. Mataji is always accompanied by the kanyas. Sometimes to perform yajna or even sometimes they invite her, some devotees to their place, arrange about her stay, those who are old devotees, so that their places may get the benefit of Mataji's darshan. The people from the place who cannot come to Sakuri, they can get the benefit of Mataji. You follow?
What time the kanyas get up to start the day? 4 o'clock?
Nearly 4:30.
They start with...
Yeah, because the aarti starts here at 5 o'clock.
Explain the daily routine of...
You see, the day begins here at about 5 o'clock. You see, there is jhopadi and the temple. The jhopadi, that means the hut, the residence of Upasani Maharaj or the samadhi of Upasani Maharaj. There are some temples here. There is the temple of Upasani Baba's mother, then Kanyakumari temple, Upasani Baba's Samadhi, and all these, the pujas and worship, these are all managed by the kanyas. During the day, coming to that. It is managed by the kanyas because it is a huge thing. So there is a division of work. These pujas are managed by kanyas, and there are temples here, Datta temple, Shani temple, outside this Dhopri, then Khandobas temple, Ganesh, Maruti temple. Those pujas of those temples are managed by the Brahmins, male devotees. You follow? And here, there is a temple and this jhopadi. So the day begins here at about 5 o'clock, the aarti begins, early morning aarti. And where it is customary to perform the aarti in the temple first and then in the jhopadi. So after doing the aarti, they begin at 5 o'clock. The time varies according to the season also. And then after the Kakra Arati, in the morning, they do Abhishekam on the Samadhi of Upasani Maharaj, say by about 8 o'clock, 8 to 8:30 it continues. And 9 o'clock, they do the bhajan, the kanyas, in the hall where there is the Samadhi of Upasani Maharaj. It continues from 9 to 9:30, then there is Arati of the Samadhi. Then they read some extracts from the talks of Upasani Maharaj. When Upasani Maharaj was alive, there was a phase when he was talking for hours together. Say about roughly about 23-24, he gave talks for hours together. And his talks cover, they are known as Upasani Vaksudha, and they cover nearly 5,000 pages. I may tell you. That whole literature covers nearly 5,000 pages, and I may say, tell you that my thesis for my doctors is based on the talks of Upasani Maharaj. Those talks that he delivers, they contain about God relation, he talks about ethics, about spiritualism, about Vedanta, some social topics also, about education, family planning. Imagine, he preached family planning in India. He was one of the early thinkers nearly 60 years before. So he had seen that aspect of society also. But morally about guru, penance, God realization, japa and tapas. Because he was a God man in these various subjects. However, some people ask about their social problems also, just as they come here even now. And so he used to give them answers. So that extract from his talks is 10-15 minutes. At 10 o'clock, Godari Mata comes for darshan. The visitors, those who are present, get a darshan. It continues for about an half an hour. Then the aarti is performed in the temple at 11 o'clock and then in the jhopadi. So by 12:30, the aarti is over. Then the night aarti or the evening aarti is performed in the temple first by sunset. And after, say, by up to 8 o'clock, from 7 to 8. And there is a recess for lunch up to 8 to 9. And from 9 o'clock, they start with dindi. Dindi means they come reciting some bhajan. And then they come to jhopadi, this main building, and night aarti is performed. And the aarti is over by 10:30. That is usually the daily program. The kanyas, I may tell you, that besides this, from 6 to 7 in the evening, they perform bhajan. And after 7 o'clock, there is reading of pravachana, daily discourse. So it is one of the kanyas who does the pravachana. That means just like a student of the university of the college, he takes some book on, say, philosophical treatise, say, about Bhagavat or Ramayana or Yoga Vasishtha, and gives a talk on that.
She makes a talk.
Explains from the academic point of view, as well as and as well as give the philosophical importance. Give the philosophical importance.
Can you tell me what is the uniqueness of this Sakori institution?
You see,
only here in all India there is such an institution.
You see, when you go to saints, their bhakti, namasmaran, or reading of scriptures, meditation, bhajan, these are the common things in every ashram. But every individual or an institution has some peculiarity, special feature. So this Thakur ashram, I may say Upasani Baba's unique contribution to Hinduism or Hindu culture or general philosophy of the world is here. Establishment of religious women's institution and institution of yajna. I may tell you that
so women's institution and yajnas. And I think the even an important thing is that the woman can recite the Vedas, no?
That is yajna. So I'm explaining. So the thing is, in India there are very few institutions for women who want to lead religious type of life. As you know, in the West, there are numerous nunneries. And I read in the history that women's institutions started first in the West. And in India, there are very few institutions. And this is one of the few institutions, prominent institutions, well organized in India. Ramakrishna Mission has some, and there are some in Anandamayama, but Thakuri Ashram is one of the very prominent institutions. And the Kanyas, or the Brahmavadinis, Brahmacharinis, or say the nuns, they come from all parts of India. They are not coming only from Nagar district or Maharashtra, belonging to all castes and creeds. Their spiritual earth.
From all over India. All over India.
Yes. And they are all the time engaged from morn to night in bhajan, aarti, different modes of sadhana. Their mind is absorbed in God. That is the curriculum here. But the institution of yajna is another uniqueness. By the way, I may tell you that this is the only place in India where you find women skilled in the performance of yajna and chanting of Vedic hymns.
only place, unique.
Hmm. This is the only place.
Unique place.
Unique thing. And, you see, this had never performed nearly on 7 occasions.
Yes.
And sometimes people ask whether the women have any rights because they do not see it. In fact, you see, it is after several centuries that you see women performing yajna. And the rights that were denied to women for centuries, Upasani Baba gave them again. And that is why we say that Upasani Baba was a revolutionary saint. You follow? That is the uniqueness of the institution. The Kanyas are well-versed in Vedas. Some of them are Ghanapatis, which is the highest wisdom of the subject. It is an experience by itself to witness a yak.
Yes.
My words are, you see, to have very inadequate to give you the idea about how they do it.
How much will it last, this yajna, this one? How many days will last, this special yajna?
The yajna started on the first day of Navaratra, and it continues for about 8 days, 1 week. The duration of every yajna is according to Shastra, as given in the scriptures. So one yajna may continue for 4 days, and another one may continue for 15 days. For instance, Surya, it starts on the 1st of January and continues up to the 15th of January. It is according to Shastra.
So, thank you very much.
I should thank you that you have taken so much of labor, come to India, and doing so much pains to gather the information, spending your valuable time.
Grazie, thank you. Il signor Tiffnis mi ha appena detto che sembra accertato, insomma, almeno questo si dice nelle biografie, che la nascita di Mataji sia stata benedetta dalla grazia, dalla concessione di Gajanana Maharaj al padre e alla madre, il quale Gajanana Maharaj avrebbe detto che avrebbe fatto nascere una grande anima nella loro famiglia, e questa anima sarebbe stata poi appunto Mataji. Per cui sembra esserci una connessione tra Gajanana Maharaj, Godavari Mataji, e quindi lo sviluppo nella linea del Guru Parampara con Shirdi Baba. Almeno questo appare, ma sembra che nei libri che raccontano le biografie, la biografia di Sati Godavari Mataji, queste cose siano scritte e documentate. Questo bisognerà vagliare.
Now only, he did not give this one. Mataji's father had no issues. So naturally, her grandfather was worried. So he used to go to Gajan Maharaj and was a great devotee. So once Gajan Maharaj said, "Why do you worry? What others, I will give you what other saints will never give you. I will take myself birth in your family and liberate thousands." So Mataji's grandfather said, "How can shall I know that you have come?" Then he showed some signs and indications of when the child is born. And when Godavari Mataji was he saw the whole the indications or signs. So he was convinced that it is our Gajan Maharaj who has come again. And Gajan Maharaj used to say our Ganga and Goda often on his lips, because these are the names of sacred rivers of India. And so he kept the name of Godavari Mataji as Godavari. That's why the name
Gajanana Maharaj gave the name to Sati Godavari.
Gajanana Maharaj often on his lips were Ganga and Goda. These are the names of sacred rivers of India. So as a remembrance of Gajanana Maharaj, words of Gajanana Maharaj, or his prasad, whatever it may be, or his token, Mataji's grandfather named her as Godavari. That is the, how he was named Godavari. You follow?
So it's from the grace of Gajanana Maharaj that Sati Godavari Mataji took birth.
Yes.
I see.
Yes. And she received the blessings of so many other traveling saints of India also. When she went as a child to some saints for darshan, they talked very highly about Godavari Mata. And ultimately, after that, when she came to Sakuri, it is the first time Upasana Baba said that, you see, you will have to manage all these things. That means the worst corroborate of Gajanana Maharaj and Upasana Baba.
So, all connected. Shri Gaon, Gajanana Maharaj, Sai Baba, Upasana Maharaj.
These two events are very important. Gajanana Maharaj said, I am going to take birth. And here, when Upasana Baba was here, in the early years, around about year 22 or 23, say it may be 24 years. So he used to say to one of the devotees, Mr. Boravke, you see, the original person of this Boravke book, which is performing this yajna, Yashvantara Boravke, his daughter is here. She, Upasani Baba used to say, he was in very close connection with Upasani Maharaj. So Upasani Maharaj one day said that one yogi is coming in my womb. You see, a child is born in the womb of a mother. So he said he used to, you see, move his hand over his stomach and say that a great yogi is coming in my womb.
That is
Gajanana Maharaj. How the words corroborate?
So that was Sati Godavari Mataji. That was.
It is allegoric. Gajanana Maharaj said, "I am going to come there," and Upasana Maharaj said that he has come. The yogi has come. He did not give the name. That means he has confirmed that. You follow?
There is complete identification between Gajanana Maharaj and Sati Godavari Mataji.
Yes.
They are the same.
Yes. This wording of Upasana Maharaj confirmed that. And after Upasana Maharaj, this was allegorical. This in the womb means she is going to come here. And after a few days, Godavari Mata arrived and landed at Sakuri. You follow? And then he ceased to talk. So this is how the words of Upasana Maharaj and Gajanana Maharaj corroborate. And at the first said, Upasana Maharaj said, pointing to different things, that you will have to manage these things. She was the only person to whom he said, and his word were gospel truth. And we find that the greatness of Godavari Mata, how she has found world followers, how words of Upasana Maharaj have come true and of Gajanana Maharaj have come true. You follow?
Thank you.